Here's a statistic that might surprise you. 1 in 10 Seattle residents live below the poverty line. At Neighborhood House, which offers services to low-income people, director Mark Okazaki says every day he sees families in crisis.
Where a father walks in and says, you know, it's okay if I go hungry tonight. That's okay. But not my children. Not my children.
You might think the last thing that dad needs is financial counseling. But Okazaki says to truly end the cycle of poverty, helping the father do a better job of planning for expenses is as important as helping him get training or a job. That's why Neighborhood House is working with Seattle to set up financial empowerment centers. Nadia Olisola sees a big need for them. She came to Neighborhood House 4 months ago. She'd just finished a vocational training program, but was out of work and homeless. At Neighborhood House, they suggested she work with a financial coach.
And I initially thought, well, how could that help me when I don't even have finances?
But she says it made her think about her future.
And the resources that I did get from friends and family, I thought about not consuming as much and saving a little bit more than what I had. And that was a different mindset. So it changed my mindset in terms of what money really is.
Olusola now has a place to live and a job working for a company that makes parts for Boeing. The new financial empowerment centers to help the poor are being funded by one of the richest men in the world. The Paul Allen Family Foundation has given a $1.8 million grant to the project. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.